DeMello. Coast FM.
Morning. Welcome. Nikki and DeMello with you. We've made it to Wednesday.
We're here. Hump day. Here.
Yes.
Although it feels like it should be Friday.
It has been quite a big week, hasn't it?
We're only halfway through, but that's all right. We're still here.
We are.
We've got our houses, you know, we've got food.
That's right.
There are people in the world that are a lot worse off than us. I know we can't do a lot of things that we would like to do, but in the scheme of things, we're pretty lucky.
No one's going to starve in Australia.
Exactly.
Flushing toilets are probably still going to keep operating. I mean, as far as I can tell, I didn't see any memos.
As long as you don't flush those baby wipes and hand towel down them, they'll keep flushing.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, there's the water's going to keep running, you know. So there's lots of reasons
we're pretty lucky
to be happy at the minute. Also, Browns have announced the return of the Milko. Now, that's
the Milko.
For those who are a bit young, that's the milkman who used to deliver milk.
Oh.
They're actually doing it as a trial at the moment, and it isn't coming any further south than Fremantle, but it might, or it might just encourage other people to do it. So
is this getting your milk delivered to your door?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they used to, obviously, I don't know if they're going to do it in the bottles like they used to
do. Maybe not, in the crates, the milk crates. They're so handy, those things.
Yeah, you're not supposed to keep them.
What? They leave them at the door there, don't they? You're meant to give them back.
Still,
right.
Yeah,
okay,
that's the deal. No, look, admittedly, no one did.
I was going to say, where do these milk crates come from then?
Yeah. Look, it could be a sign of things to come, given the way things are going. So be interesting to watch how that goes. And I think the call that I think everyone saw coming, the Olympics being delayed.
Yeah, look, I think the only people that didn't think it was going to be delayed was the Olympic Committee.
Yes. Again, it's amazing lots of sporting codes are starting to realise that maybe there are other things in the world that occasionally might take precedence. And in this case, yes. It does make an interesting point, though. Like, does that mean that the next one will be in 4 years from there?
I know. That's what I was like. Well, how does that work? Is it going to be like 3 years until the next one? They have less time to prep, or they're going to move it to an odd year? Like, I don't know how I feel about having it 2021 and then having it uneven.
Continually
years.
Upset the balance. Like,
needs to be an even year.
I can't get my head around.
That's the least important thing at the moment.
Yes, no, that's all anyone's talking about. City of Perth have suspended lease and rental payments for all tenants in city-owned properties. They've frozen rate increases and created free one-hour parking in the CBD. And apparently will only issue cautions instead of parking tickets in the CBD indefinitely.
Which wonderful. So that's for all these people that are driving to work at
exactly
the moment.
Right.
So you don't have to use public transport.
Park
you
can anywhere.
Park anywhere. Just pull up on the highway. Get out your car.
No, please don't do that. But look, that's a great initiative that, you know, more could, you know, learn from.
Yep.
Oh, and look, a little bit of sad news. Now, not everyone's going to know Albert Uderzo.
No.
But he was the French comic book artist who created the Asterix comics.
Oh, I don't know what
Asterix,
they are.
Asterix the Gaul. Now, if you were anyone that spent any time around libraries, there were the coolest lot. Well, I say coolest, but the favourites were the Tintin and Asterix comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he, along with his writer friend Rene Goscinny, was the one that put them together. He passed away overnight. So a little bit of a lot of people's childhoods, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, maybe you can read a comic book in your spare time.
There you go. You even find them online if you need to.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Now, first of all, Centrelink have launched a new intent to claim function on the website this morning, so people seeking to register for financial support don't need to line up.
Excellent. The last thing we need is hundreds of people on the street.
That's right. So any coronavirus-related claims will be backdated to Monday. So the word is you don't need to go in. Just keep trying online, or there is the number you can try as well, 132 850.
If you dare.
Well, yes. But, online is the preferred way, I think you'll find. Now, it's National Playgroup Week, and while Playgroup Australia on their website recommends that playgroups obviously suspend sessions at the moment, does encourage playgroup members to stay connected through private Facebook pages.
That's good.
And, you know, to just discuss and sort of create a community and, you know.
It is nice, all the Facebook pages that are coming out of this.
It is.
And the video calls that people are doing, the way they're checking in on each other, which is nice.
And the singing.
The singing. We love the singing.
And it's also, did you know today, International Waffle Day?
Waffle Day.
Yeah, that's right. Started in Sweden as Our Lady's Day for, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it was 9 months before, obviously, Christmas, as part of the early lead-in for Christmas or something, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, that kind of thing couldn't be contained, so, yes.
Waffles it is.
International Waffle Day, which, by the way, is not an endorsement of waffle stomping.
Don't. Yeah, so at the moment, obviously, there's a toilet paper shortage.
Yes.
So people have capitalised on that and created a website that will calculate how long you've got left with your current toilet paper supply.
It's practical, really. This is what this is.
It is practical. So the website is howmuchtoiletpaper.com. Well, it calculates how long it will last by asking you some questions about the amount of rolls in your home right now.
Right.
How frequently you visit the throne.
Right.
And if you can also include some advanced options, which includes how many times you'll wipe per trip and how many sheets you use per wipe.
Hang on, if you can insert all of that information, couldn't you just work it out yourself?
Look, probably, but it's much more fun doing it on a website.
But it's got an app.
So head to howmuchtoiletpaper.com if you want to know how long your stash is going to last you.
I mean, it's not like compound interest, is it? Or is it? I don't know. In an effort to bring some relief in this uncertain time,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of what we do, sharing something that a bunch of folks in the States are doing at the moment. They're calling the idea Christmas in quarantine, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you follow me here. They're breaking out festive movies on TV. Lots of people are putting up their holiday lights to try and spread a bit of cheer.
I did see that, actually, putting on the Christmas lights again.
So there you go. So maybe now's the time, because we do love our Christmas lights. Maybe that could be a way to sort of brighten things up at this point.
Yeah. I've also seen a lot of people doing, there's a little teddy bear thing that's going around at the moment. So they're saying to put a teddy bear in your window, and if you desperately need to do something with the kids, put them in the car, go for a drive around town, and have to spot the teddy bears.
Spot the teddies.
In each window.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I know there's a lot of Facebook pages going around telling you where people are doing it. So, okay. Yeah.
So there's lots of, I mean, there's many options there, but I mean, doing a Christmas in quarantine just to kind of, you know, get some festive love in there means that even some radio stations are cranking back out the Christmas tunes.
Mariah.
So, it's right.
Where are you?
Just when you thought you were safe from a certain Mariah song. That's right.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And with the latest from the Hollywood homebodies, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Lady Gaga has unfortunately postponed the release of her upcoming album, Chromatica.
Oh.
It was set to arrive on April 10. She wrote a social media post saying, "This is such a hectic and scary time for us all. And while I believe art is one of the strongest things we have to provide joy and healing to each other during times like this, it just doesn't feel right to me to release this album with all that is going on during this global pandemic."
Right.
So she has not revealed a new release date as of yet. So you'll have to just hang on in there for some Lady Gaga, hopefully this year.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito and Robert De Niro have both recorded messages urging people in New York to stay at home and prevent spreading the virus. The actors made the videos at the request of Governor Andrew Cuomo. There you go. DeVito warned against young people transmitting the disease to old people like him.
I mean, we got this virus, this pandemic, and, you know, young people can get it, and they can transmit it to old people. And the next thing you know, I'm out of there. So Governor Cuomo asked me to ask you, please, do us a favor, all of us, and stay home, not spread this virus around. Thank you. Watch a little TV, why don't you?
I
like the grumble at the end.
Yeah.
And De Niro used his famous line, "I'm watching you," from Meet the Parents.
We all need to stay home. We need to stop the spread of this virus, and we can only do it together. Not just to protect ourselves, but to protect others and all the older people you love. Please. I'm watching you.
De Niro, DeVito, DeMello.
Your turn next,
I'm waiting, Cuomo. Just ask. What are you going to do with ask?
Now, Ryan Reynolds has paid tribute to the late Kenny Rogers this week by sharing a deleted scene from Deadpool. So he said he was messing around while they were filming scenes, in particular one when he was beating up Ajax, which is the supervillain.
Right.
This didn't make the cut, but it said it sure did make him smile.
You got to know when to hold on. Know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for count when the deal's done.
There you go. That's the scene I'd like to see.
Good on him. And Billy Joe Armstrong has joined the list of celebs recording music for all the people that are in isolation at the moment. He's covered I Think We're Alone Now while in quarantine this week. This apparently recorded in his bedroom.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our heart is the only sound.
It's a interesting bedroom he's got there.
I know. A bed sounds like a professional studio that he just happens to sleep in.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.